Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning, the second to last day of the week for us here at WBSM. We'll have syndicated programming for you on Thursday and Friday, including multiple airings of Alice's Restaurant on Thursday to start a new tradition here at WBSM, but one that is a longtime radio tradition, and in honor of the passing of Alice Brock, the person who was the inspiration behind the song Alice's Restaurant. So we will have that for you on multiple airings on Thursday. And maybe, just maybe, this is the Thanksgiving that I don't have to sit at the kids' table and I can sit up with the rest of the adults. I'm kidding. I would prefer to sit at the kids' table. We don't have a kids' table. Not anymore. But I always preferred that. Because you could act as silly as you wanted, even as an adult. Plus, you know, when you're the only grown up at the kids' table, the kids all have to listen to you. But I also find too that when it comes to Thanksgiving, people have their different approaches about whether or not they take it formally or casually. I know some families that get dressed up and they treat it like it's, you know, a fancy meal. I know other people that, I mean, I joke around, but my brother and I are like, we remember when we were kids having Thanksgiving where, you know, me and him and my dad were sitting at the table with our shirts off. So it all depends on, you know, how your family handles it. But my clothes will be on for Thanksgiving. So you heard that story from ABC News there at the top of the hour that the Biden administration plans to require Medicare and Medicaid to offer coverage of weight loss medications for those who seek to utilize them to treat obesity. We're talking, you know, Ozempic, the one that I'm on, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Zepbound. Those are the, you know, the weight loss. So Wegovy is the weight loss version of Ozempic and Zepbound is the weight loss version of Mounjaro. But they're all basically the same idea. Now, Ozempic and Mounjaro, they utilize different drugs within them. And so they work a little bit differently. But the idea is that you have the two that are made for diabetic patients and then the two that are the weight loss versions of those. They're all basically the same thing. So Wegovy and Ozempic are the same, and Mounjaro and Zepbound are the same. They just put a different name on it for the weight loss as opposed to the diabetes. And right now, Medicare and Medicaid provide insurance coverage for those drugs when they're used to treat things like diabetes. But the change would dramatically reduce out-of-pocket costs for the drugs, which can cost $1,000 or more for a month's supply. $1,000 or more. Just to give you an example, mine is covered by my insurance company for you know, diabetes, because I'm diabetic. And I pay $25 a month. $25 a month for something that has completely changed my life. And people who want it that can't get it covered would have to pay $1,000 a month. And there are people who are finding a way to do that. So NBC News points out that more than 40% of Americans are considered obese. And obesity is a chronic disease that puts people at risk for heart disease, diabetes, breathing problems, stroke, and some cancers. This new rule would expand access to the drugs for 3.4 million Americans who use Medicare and another 4 million people enrolled in Medicaid. And right now, the issue with 40% of Americans being obese is not just the fact that they are overweight. It's all the other medical issues that come as a result of that. And all of the other things that are chronic illnesses as a result of that. And that by giving people this medication to be able to lose weight, they can take them off other medications or avoid having to treating them for other illnesses. Now, again, there can be some other issues that pop up from taking this medication, as there is with anything. And that will have to be monitored. But if you are treating people for chronic illnesses with 10 different medications, and you can change that to just giving them one medication, that's going to make a lot more sense for the cost of healthcare. The less dependent we can get people on all, you know, medication, the insulin, the high blood pressure medication, the high cholesterol medication. You know, I don't know how much or how much longer I will have to take some of these other medications that I take because this has brought down all of my numbers in those things. Like I don't show that I'm diabetic anymore. My A1C was 5.0 last time I had it checked, down from 5.5 the time before. So do I need to keep taking metformin? Has it taken down my cholesterol? Has it taken down my thyroid issues, all these other problems that I've had? You know, does this allow me to get off of it? The problem is my doctor is very cautious. And my doctor is also concerned about there may come a day where I can't get those. I can't get the weight loss medication. And then all those other problems will come back to the surface. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, my friend. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was out of town all day yesterday. I just got pots of the radio broadcast. Now, with the Alice's Restaurant, what are you guys going to actually be doing with that? Is that just playing the song?
Yes.
Okay. I've talked to somebody there. Oh, they can't be playing the movie over the radio because it would be just so long. But it will be the song itself. Okay, because I haven't heard it in years.
The song is almost as long as the movie. The song's 18 minutes and 34 seconds. So if we play that three times, you know, that's almost the length of the movie. But yeah, the idea is that we're keeping that, we're bringing to WBSM that longtime radio tradition of playing that on Thanksgiving.
Right. Excellent. Oh, that'd be super. And what time will the first one be? Or do you know yet?
I'm still trying to figure out what times work the best. I know I would definitely have it at noon because noon is kind of like the traditional, everybody played it at noon. But yeah. I'm thinking some people have said to me they'd rather hear it earlier rather than later. So I'm thinking like, because the family will be around then. And so they might not be able to tune in. So I'm thinking I might do like 9, 12, and 3.
That sounds good. That sounds very good. I'll be looking forward to hearing it. I've heard it in so long.
I don't know if you heard the news, but Alice Brock passed away just last week.
Yeah, and actually it amazed me because I thought she had passed away about 5 years ago. I don't know why, or somebody must have passed away from the movie that they mentioned. And I was sort of shocked when I heard it. I said, oh my word, when you think someone's already passed, it's like, oh God, where mm-hmm. have I been?
Yeah, it's going to be, this will be the first Thanksgiving without her. So we're going to kind of dedicate it to her. But we're gonna make this our annual tradition.
Super. Very good job. Well, you guys have a great holiday, and we'll see you come Friday, I guess, right?
Thanks. You as well. Sure. Well, I'll be here tomorrow. Right, we'll be here tomorrow, too.
That's right, too. I'm sorry. All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Right,
take it easy. And unless the caller wants to give me tomorrow off, if he wants to say, I think it's okay. Take the day. No, we'll be here tomorrow. So tomorrow, though, we will have some guest hosts in. We will have Ken Pittman in for Chris McCarthy, and we will have Brian Thomas in for Barry Richard. So those guys are taking advantage of the holidays and taking a little extra time. I'll be here, so you'll be stuck with me in the morning, and then we will have the syndicated programming for you on Thursday and Friday. We also have, of course, our upcoming Christmas holiday. And so for Christmas, our plan, because again, last year we had NFL games that we had to run. We've had those the past few years, so we don't have to run any NFL games this year. So for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we are going to have Christmas music for you here on WBSM. So, and we're going to have opportunities for local businesses to sponsor that. So if that's something that you think that you would be interested in and being able to sponsor having holiday music here on WBSM for people to tune into and to be able to offer some holiday wishes for the listeners within that. So let's just say, you know, you're a local auto repair place and you say, I want to sponsor the Christmas music. Well, not only will we mention that you are the sponsor of the Christmas music, not only will we have, you know, commercials for you running throughout the course of the day, but we will also say, you can record a holiday message and a greeting to send it along. You know, this is Tim from Tim's Auto, and we want to thank all of our customers for a great 2024 and look forward to seeing you in 2025. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You know, we can do that for you because I'm programming it all. So if that's something that you'd be interested in doing, just reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, and we can get you all the information about how to take part in that. Because, again, it's something that we haven't done in a while because we've had the NFL games, but looking forward to being able to program that. And if you have songs that you think we should be playing for the Christmas music, shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com. Send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Send me an open line voicemail, record yourself telling me what song it should be and maybe even singing a little of it if you'd like. And you can also call in 508-996-0500. I'll keep a list of the suggestions. I can't guarantee you that I have access to all of them. But if you have one that I have access to, I will try to make sure that I program it in. The problem is, you know, we've got a big library of Christmas music because Fun 107 has been doing this for a number of years, and I can access all of their music. But obviously, they've got some stuff that's a little bit more contemporary. So, and I don't know that I have the ability to get a lot of the stuff. But there's, believe me, there's some nice old 50s, 60s, even 40s Christmas music I'd like to put in there. There's also some novelty Christmas songs I'm going to be putting in there. That used to be one of my favorite Dr. Demento episodes every year. It was Demented Christmas. All of the funny novelty Christmas songs. Things like Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong. The 12 Pains of Christmas by the Bob Rivers Group. And there's a lot of novelty Christmas. So there'll definitely be some of that mixed in. I haven't decided how I'm going to do it yet. Am I going to throw one of those songs in every now and then? Or am I going to program like an entire hour of Christmas novelty music? I don't know. I'll take suggestions on what you think would be the best course of action. Speaking of Christmas, it isn't Christmas for me until I've gotten over to Edaville for the first time. Edaville in Carver, Massachusetts is the place to get in the Christmas spirit, really any time of year, but especially right now during the Festival of Lights. It's ongoing now through the end of the year, and they are open on weekends. And then they're going to expand some of their days that they're open coming up as we go forward, but they will be open this weekend. They're going to be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can get your tickets now at Edaville.com. They start at just $12.95. That gets you in the park. That gets you experiencing the Festival of Lights. That gets you visiting some of the shops that they have with the local artisans and crafters and all the other great products that they have in those in the Christmas market. That also gets you access to getting some of the wonderful food that they have at Edaville, including the best fried dough you'll have anywhere. And then you can also upgrade your ticket and add on things like riding the amusement park rides, including that brand new section they just opened up last year. Well, actually reopened with renaming all of the rides having to do with Edaville and LSD Atwood Cranberry Company history. And then they also have an add-on to be able to ride the steam train around the park and see all of the lights. And then now they also have another new add-on, a horse-drawn carriage ride. But again, just $12.95 gets you into Edaville to experience the Festival of Lights. But you've got to get your tickets now. You've got to go to Edaville.com to be able to get them. And as I mentioned, they're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And then starting the week after, they're going to be open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then if you're getting closer to Christmas, if you're going to wait until Christmas to try to go to Edaville, and I would definitely buy your tickets now if your plan is to go closer to Christmas, on the week of Christmas, they're also going to be open on Monday, December 23rd, and Tuesday, December 24th, so you can spend Christmas Eve at Edaville. And then also the week after that, heading into New Year's, they're going to be open on Monday the 30th and Tuesday the 31st, so you can spend New Year's Eve at Edaville. And in fact, maybe I'll see you there on New Year's Eve. I try not to stay out too late on New Year's Eve, but I think, you know, spending the evening at Edaville and then coming home in time to be home safely before everybody hits the road after partying will work out just fine. So you can get your individual tickets at Edaville.com or get yourself a season pass. And then you can just go anytime that you want. So again, check out Edaville.com to be able to get your tickets, your season pass, your special events, whatever else that you want to take part in, such as Santa's Express, the North Pole Limited, and some of the other great things that they have planned. Edaville.com is your home for all things Christmas and to get all of your tickets. All right, I've got to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few moments. I just told our new intern that I'm only supposed to play 30 seconds of music and then I play, you know, way more than that because I can't not with that song. That song is so much fun. Tony, Tony, Tony. That's Tony with a Y, Tony with an I, Tony with an E. Tony, Tony, Tony. It feels good. So, and it does feel good. Absolutely. To talk with you at 508-996-0500. Also, you can send those app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment to get an update from Phil Devitt, but then we can talk more after that. I'd be interested in getting your take on the Biden administration's plan to pay for those weight loss drugs, to have Medicare and Medicaid pay for those weight loss drugs for about 3.4 million Americans. honestly, my opinion of them is like these should be readily available to anybody that needs them because we are dying in this country of obesity. And it's not, and so many people are like, well, that's because it's your own fault. You know, you ate, you made yourself that way. That's an oversimplification. And obesity, we are learning, is not a physical illness. It's a mental illness. The same way that we have learned that depression and substance abuse and things like that are not something that is something somebody can shake themselves out of and just get through with sheer willpower. It's a chemical issue within the brain. And these medications help with that. It's not about losing weight. It's not about shrinking the size of my stomach. It's about controlling the thoughts in my head that were always about food. It was about being in the middle of eating my lunch and thinking about what I was going to have for dinner. That's what the medication has made the difference on. I am no longer food obsessed. And that's what people's problem is, that they can't shake. So no amount of getting to the gym changes that. No amount of walking a mile every day changes that. No amount of changing your diet changes that. These medications do. And that's why I think they should be made available to anybody that is obese. And when they start to make the breakthrough and get them into pill form so that it's not an injectable, because the injectable is what's costing so much. It's not the medication that's expensive. It's the injectable pen that they utilize. And that's why they've been able to cut costs for people now by giving them a syringe with a bottle of the medication that they have to dose themselves. But the problem with that is you're trusting people to take the right dose instead of upping themselves before they're ready or taking more because they want to have more weight loss or whatever it may be. And that's not how it works. You've got to build up the tolerance to it. Otherwise, you're just going to make yourself sick and then you're going to want to quit. So the injectable pens are the safest way to get people to take this medication, but those are also the costliest and what holds up production. Once they make this into an oral pill, it's going to be a game changer. But we can talk more about that coming up. Right now, Phil Devitt's waiting to give you an update on all the top stories of the day.
Trump details his plan for tariffs once he takes office. Walmart rolls back its DEI policies. And two important pardons at the White House.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Donald Trump threatened on Monday to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office as part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs. He said he would impose a 25% tax on all products entering the country from Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% tariff on goods from Mexico as one of his first executive orders. A Florida woman has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the fatal shooting of her black neighbor. Susan Lawrence shot and killed 35-year-old Ajike Owens in June of 2023 after a dispute over noise from Owens' children. The shooting sparked outrage and protests. Lawrence claimed self-defense, but a jury found her guilty of manslaughter. The judge said the shooting was unnecessary and based on anger, not fear. There's a new twist in the saga of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' InfoWars media empire. The satirical news website The Onion won the bidding for InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction, backed by families of victims from the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Jones owes those families billions of dollars in defamation judgments for repeatedly claiming the massacre was a hoax. The Onion plans to relaunch InfoWars as a parody website in January, but Jones is contesting the sale, alleging fraud and collusion between The Onion and the bankruptcy court. A judge will decide the case in December. Macy's reported stronger than expected sales for the third quarter, but has delayed the release of its full financial results. The company discovered that an employee had been hiding expenses over several years, potentially up to $154 million. Macy's is now investigating the matter and will release its full results at a later date. Walmart is facing criticism for rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The retail giant says it will no longer consider race or gender when awarding supplier contracts, and it'll stop collecting demographic data on loan applicants. The decision comes after pressure from conservative activists who accuse the company of prioritizing identity politics over qualifications. But critics argue the move weakens efforts to create a more diverse workforce and supplier base at Walmart. The company says it remains committed to fostering a workplace where everyone feels welcome and respected. Millions of Americans expected to hit the roads and skies for Thanksgiving. Airlines and airports bracing for a busy holiday week. But potential air traffic controller shortages and weather could cause delays in some places. Travelers are advised to arrive early, check TSA guidelines, and plan for heavy traffic on the roads. And Peach and Blossom are the two lucky turkeys from Minnesota who escaped the foul fate of ending up on someone's Thanksgiving table this year when they were pardoned Monday by President Biden at the White House. Biden used the event to give thanks, noting serving as president has been the honor of his life, and he's forever grateful.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Bruins welcome the Vancouver Canucks to TD Garden tonight at 7. Celtics play the Bulls in Chicago on Friday night, and Patriots face the Indianapolis Colts at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A little rain for your Tuesday, but warm, about 55 degrees. Skies sunny on Wednesday. High temperatures close to 50. On Thanksgiving, rain moves in heavier at times than what we see today. It exits Thursday night. Skies begin to clear for Black Friday morning. Rest of the holiday weekend, mostly sunny, but breezy and colder each day. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back to life, back to reality.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. And I got one from DSY who says, I don't believe the great Mr. Trump will allow the drug deal. Well, so here's what will happen. If the Biden administration is able to push us forward in the, you know, little over, well, probably about 2 months, that they have left in office, then... you know, maybe this is something that can get rolled out to people before the new administration takes office and will be able to reverse anything like this. The other part of it, though, is if they do approve this, let's just say, you know, the Biden administration says starting tomorrow, the folks on Medicare and Medicaid have access to this drug for weight loss purposes. The problem is they're not going to be able to get it. Because they've got to find a doctor that's going to prescribe it, which means they've got to make an appointment with their, probably their general practitioner, their primary care doctor. They're going to have to make an appointment with them. Who knows how long that's going to take? Maybe they can do a telehealth or just get them to approve the medication without having to make a visit. But most of the time when doctors prescribe these drugs, they have you attend a weight loss seminar to learn more about them and how they work. Because just putting people on them and saying, okay, go have fun, go lose weight, is not the way to do it. I had to take a course in nutrition. And, you know, I say course. It was a, you know, one presentation that took about maybe an hour or so. And then I had to have a long conversation with a weight loss doctor about how this is going to affect me going forward. It wasn't just, we're going to give it to you and let you figure it out. they're very adamant about the diet that you have to follow. Now, the problem is, and I see this from people all the time, they say, well, I took those drugs. It didn't work for me. Well, because you didn't make the dietary changes. You can't still eat, you know, 500 grams of carbs a day and expect it to work. You've got to go with the low-carb diet as part of it. And that's what's worked for me is I limited myself to 100 grams of carbs a day, especially when I first started. And a lot of days I would go less than that. And now I don't really pay as much attention to the carb count that I used to because, for one, I've adapted what I eat to have less carbs in my diet overall anyway. But also, if I decide that I'm going to have a sandwich and some pasta salad for dinner tonight, then I know that tomorrow I'll just have less carbs and more protein tomorrow. But you have to be on a high-protein, low-carb diet as part of taking these medications to make it work. So you're going to have people that are going to need to go through some sort of education about that before they can start taking the drugs. Then, assuming that they have enough in the production line to be able to take it, because like, while I think this is something that is necessary and should happen, also in the back of my mind, it's making me think this is also, Tim, going to limit your ability to get that medication. The advantage for me is that I'm on a higher dose than these people are going to be starting on. So if I was trying to get the 2.5 dose that they're going to be starting people on, then I'd be more worried. But because I have a higher dose, I'm not really that concerned about this impacting that because it's the pens that they have to make. The other part of it too is if you get people on it and people are utilizing it, it's going to be hard to pull it away from them when they're already seeing results. And within a month or two, they will be seeing results. I had some of my most significant weight loss right at the beginning. You know, I dropped 20-something pounds pretty much right out of the gate. And that was without going to the gym. That was just changing my diet and taking the medication. When I started in July of 2023, by the end of August 2023, I had probably lost about 40 pounds. And now, like, I joke around every time I see the commercial, like, why don't they ask me to be in the commercial? Because you see the people in the commercial, I lost 35 pounds. I lost 27 pounds. I've lost 100. Put me in the commercial. Because that's how strongly I believe that this can change people's lives. But so if you get them on it now, and then you know that it's not going to be something instantaneous if they do try to pull it. I don't think it's going to be like a day one Donald Trump's going to say, I don't want to be paying for this anymore. Executive order, we're not doing this anymore. I think there would be a time period in which they're, you know, listening to or I hope there's a time period where they're listening to, I guess, their experts. I don't have faith in their experts actually being experts, but, you know, they're listening and gathering data. And so maybe people are 3 months in now from taking that medication. A lot of people can get the results that they need to at least get them started in that 3 months. So it'll be something that can help them. And at least they won't be so far down the road that they'll be so dependent on it as well. Now, the downside is they will gain that weight right back. Without a strong amount of willpower and dedication to eating right and exercising, they'll gain that weight back. But will it change their brain chemistry enough so that they aren't food obsessed anymore? And that's what the doctors are concerned about, is the minute you stop taking this, does the thought of eating go back into your head? It's not about whether or not, you know, your digestion slows. Your digestion is going to slow anyway, because for a year and a half now, I've been eating small amounts and slowly digesting it. I've changed my metabolism. It's about whether or not the brain issue is still part of it. So that's what we've got to, you know, pay attention to. And honestly, I mean, Donald Trump should be somebody that's on this medication, but I don't think that you should stand in the way of people taking this medication if it can lower the amount of other medications that they're on. That is going to be a way to help with the cost of prescription drugs and the cost of healthcare in this country. And the drug makers are working on more of what they call these GLP-1 drugs because they're finding they have other benefits as well. There's talk about them helping with things like Alzheimer's disease. There's talks about being able to help them with things like alcoholism and even sleep apnea and all of these issues. And I jokingly call it a miracle drug, but it is. And it's changed people's lives. And I'm not a doctor. I can't come on the radio and tell you whether or not you should take it. But what I will tell you, and what I believe is, if you want to take it, you should be able to have access to it. This is not like a cancer drug where you say to somebody, you say to your doctor, I saw this drug on TV and everybody in the commercial looked like they were having a great time. I want to take that drug. And the doctor says, but you don't have cancer. I can't give you a cancer drug if you don't have cancer. This is different. This is a drug that is on the surface for diabetes, but has proven to be effective against obesity. And if you are obese, and 40% of Americans are, and the threshold to be obese is a lot lower than you think it is. So you might say to yourself, well, I'm only 25 pounds overweight at the most. Well, then you would be considered obese. If you look at they look at your BMI, which is bogus, by the way, anyway, then you would qualify as obese. Now, I hear people all the time who are not obese who say, I need to lose 5 or 10 pounds, but I can't seem to lose it. And I'm trying to get on the weight loss drug and the doctor won't give it to me. Yeah, because you don't need it. 5 to 10 pounds is not something that you would want to go down this path for. But more importantly, you don't need it because you're not 5 to 10 pounds overweight because you're food obsessed. You're 5 to 10 pounds overweight because your body just got used to being 5 to 10 pounds overweight. And so that's where you're maintaining now, even though you're trying to lose it. That's when you want to go see somebody who can say, well, if you change up this and you do this instead and you do this exercise routine instead of that exercise routine, you're doing the right things, but you're just not doing them effectively. This is for the people that are, carrying around 20, 30, 40, 50, or in my case, 100 and more. 508-996-0500. I've got to take one break. Well, I've got two more breaks to take, but I've got to take one of them right now or I'm going to run out of time. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We have a little bit of time left here. When you hear me talking, by the way, I've been mentioning how I've started utilizing Dash Laundromat to take care of my laundry, taking that off my plate of all the chores that I have to do every week. And by the way, Jason and the crew over at Dash, if you're listening, I apologize in advance for all of the extra hair you're going to find on all of my clothes now when you're doing my laundry at Dash Laundromat. I'm sorry, the cat loves to lay on all my clothes. I start packing them up to send them over to you, and the cat turns that into his bed. So that's not me. I'm not shedding. It's the cat. So anyway, you hear me talking about how Dash Laundromat can make your life easier by taking all of your laundry and doing it for you. They'll come and they'll pick it up at your house. They'll bring it back to your house, washed, dried, and folded, if that's the way you want it. Or you can drop it off at their convenient lockers located right outside Dash Laundromat at One State Road in Dartmouth. And you utilize the app to open up the locker, leave your clothes behind, tell them exactly what you want. What do you want them to use for detergent? Do you want them to add in any fabric softener, any other add-ins? All that good stuff. You can customize it all right on the app, the Dash Laundromat app. And then when it's all done, they alert you. You can come and pick it up from the locker whenever it works for you. Or you can drop off inside the store. Or you can go into Dash Laundromat itself and do your laundry and earn rewards back on all the money that you spend. But one of the things that I hate to wash is bedding. In fact, I have 5 sets. Yes, you heard me correctly. 5 different sets of the same bedding. The exact same bedding. Because I hate to have to wash it. So I will just keep changing it out until I've gone through all the, 4 out of the 5. And then I'm like, all right, now I got to go wash all 4. And then start the process all over again. But Dash Laundromat will even wash your bedding for you. It'll come back fluffier, more comfortable, and smelling better than it ever has before. So let them handle that for you, as well as any other laundry you have. The holiday season, we know, tablecloths, the different things you're hanging around the house, the Christmas tree skirt, all that kind of stuff. They'll take care of all that for you. In restaurants, if you're doing catering this time of year and you need to get that stuff all washed and taken care of, Dash is the place to do it. So download the Dash Laundromat app now, and that is your portal into everything that they do. And you can see how easy and, dare I say, fun laundry can be with Dash Laundromat. 1 State Road in Dartmouth and the Dash Laundromat app. I've got to take one final break here. We'll be right back. The exact times yet, I think I might be going with 9, 12, and 3. But we'll definitely have it at 12 and 3. So I think earlier is better, as some people have indicated to me. So we'll try and get that out there for you to be able to hear it before the family comes, and you can really concentrate and listen to the song. Don't forget, too, on Sunday, we'll have the Patriots and the Colts here on WBSM. Kickoff at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. And, of course, if you don't want to hear the game and you want to hear our regular Sunday programming, you can do that by listening on the WBSM app or at WBSM.com. So enjoy the rest of your day. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. And by the way, check out my story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. A celebrity I was surprised to find out is half Portuguese, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks has Portuguese ancestry. His